WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, my awesome listeners. Welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your girl Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a roller coaster with extra loops and sudden drops. Ever feel like you're just clinging on for dear life, swept up in a whirlwind of emotions? Well, today we're diving into how to tame that emotional beast and learn the art of letting go of those negative vibes. Because let's be real, who wants to spend their days feeling stressed, anxious, or downright grumpy? Not me. Stoicism isn't about becoming a robot devoid of feelings, far from it. It's about developing the mental strength and resilience to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and composure. Think of it like this. Negative emotions are like pesky weeds in your garden. They can easily take over if you let them, but with a little mindful tending, you can learn to manage them effectively. So, how do we become masters of our emotional landscape? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. 1. Acknowledge and accept your emotions. You know that feeling when you try to shove something down, pretend it doesn't exist? Yeah, that rarely works. It's like trying to hide a stain with a bigger piece of fabric, eventually, it peeks through. The first step is acknowledging those negative emotions, sadness, anger, frustration, whatever they may be. Don't judge them or try to fight them, simply acknowledge their presence. It's about accepting that these feelings are part of the human experience. 2. Identify your triggers. Think of your emotions like fireworks, they explode in response to certain triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic, a specific person, or maybe even a particular type of music? Recognizing these triggers is crucial because it allows you to prepare yourself and develop strategies for managing them effectively. Once you know what your emotional triggers are, you can start to take steps to avoid them or develop coping mechanisms. 3. Challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can sometimes spiral into a whirlwind of negativity? We catch ourselves thinking things like, "This is awful," "I'm so bad at this," or "Nothing ever goes my way." Well, those thoughts aren't always factual. Stoicism encourages us to question these negative narratives. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? By challenging our thoughts, we can start to shift our perspective and create a more positive outlook. 4. Practice mindfulness. Imagine your mind as a busy highway with cars zipping back and forth. Mindfulness is like stepping off the road and observing the traffic without getting caught up in it. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This practice can help you detach from those negative emotions and gain a sense of clarity and perspective. 5. Focus on what you can control. We all have things we wish were different, traffic jams, annoying colleagues, maybe even the weather. But let's be honest, there are only so many things we can actually control in life. Stoicism reminds us to focus our energy on what we can influence, our actions, our thoughts, and our reactions. By concentrating on these aspects, we can create a sense of agency and empowerment, even amidst chaos. Okay, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic during rush hour, and your mind starts racing with negative thoughts, "I'm going to be late, this is so frustrating, why me?" Sound familiar? Here's where those Stoic principles come into play. Instead of letting yourself get consumed by frustration, take a deep breath and acknowledge those feelings. Remind yourself that you can't control the traffic situation, but you can control your reaction to it. Maybe put on some calming music, listen to a podcast, or even use this time for some mindful breathing exercises. Remember, you've got this. So, there you have it, my friends, 5 powerful tools to help you let go of negative emotions and cultivate inner peace. Remember, letting go doesn't mean ignoring your feelings. It means acknowledging them without being ruled by them. It's about developing the mental strength to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Take a moment right now and think about one small step you can take today to practice these principles. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths when you feel stressed or challenging a negative thought that pops into your head. Even small steps can make a big difference over time. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace, my friends. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these powerful insights.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.